We know, we talk about a sermon delivered by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, regarding the characteristics of the pious. We said that there are three basic characteristics of the pious that Imam refers to. After he says the muttaqin, they are the people of virtue, then he starts counting there, and he starts with three characters that I think these characters are the basic ones from which their characters and actions derived. We talked about the first as right thinking. This is the very basic thing in human. One who has the right thinking and the right ideas and the right beliefs about the world, about, can act correctly, accordingly. And the second was moderate dress, or in better way, they wear as a dress. In a way, it is with them all the time. We talked about this character, and we said the people, they always are moderate in all aspects of life, in everything. Character that we are going to talk about tonight in this program. The fact that the people of Taqwa, they are humble. The Arabic mashyuhumu tawadhu, it means the way one walks. Sometimes people walk with humble aspects from the features of their body, to understand that they are humble people. And sometimes people walk in a way that they show their arrogance, like they bring forth their chest and they move their hands in a way understand, and they are showing their arrogance and they want their greatness. The people of Taqwa in a humble way. Mashyuhumu tawadhu is the way of their walking. We have some verses in the Quran that Luqman said to the wise, said to his, do not walk in arrogance, because you cannot drill the earth with your feet, and you cannot reach the mountains with your head, the way that a person walks. And says, "Aqsud fi mashiyak." When you walk in a humble way, "Waqfuz min sawtik," and bring down. Don't shout at people. Don't be arrogant in your addressing people. "Inna ankara al-aswat la sawtul hamir." The worst voice is the voice of donkey. Maybe the voice of donkey is highest in volume, but it is doesn't have any goal behind it. A person is humble in walking and in conduct with people. Humbleness is a that is shown in worship as well. When we prostrate ourselves, when we put our forehead on the, and we say, "Oh Allah, we were this earth, you from the earth, And you will have us, the earth. And on the day, you will resurrect us from the dust, from the earth. This is the reason we need to remind ourselves and act in a way to remind ourselves of position with God. We are but need regarding God. We are nothing. We are all need. Define our relation with God. God has everything and has given us everything. He is giving us everything. Therefore, our relation in one is nothing but, in reality, our relation is humbleness. Therefore, we need to be humble with God. And in this humbleness, we need to obey God, instead of God. And it is mentioned in Surah Baqarah that says, worship the Lord, the God, who has created all the universe, skies and the earth, and provided everything for you. Therefore, humbleness and obedience of God has a reason, and the reason He has given us and bestowed upon everything. Therefore, ourness with God. Within this, how connect ourselves to God? The way of connection of human nothing but humbleness. That's why we bend in prayers to God, treat ourselves in sajda, in salat. Therefore, one standing characters of the people of taqwa is humbleness to God. When a person is humble with God, there is no reason to be in relationship with people. Because those people are creatures equal to me. I am not higher than them. Because of their relation with God, my humbleness and my urges me with all creatures of God. Therefore, a person should be humble 100%. And this is a real relation between created and the everything from the in whose hand the past, future. And also, one should be humble with other people. A situation God orders us to stay arrogant against the people who show us, the people who are arrogant to God, the people who are enemies of God, is of the people. You have to show arrogance to them. You have to be steadfast and you have to be rigid with them. And that is in its obedience of God, and it is humbleness to God. Of humbleness to God is to be steadfast, to be the enemies of God and the enemies of the creatures of God. That form the basic characters and the personality of the people, taqwa and piety. These people have the right ideas, the very basic that we are created by one God, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but one God, that we need to have relation and worship Him. And the second idea is that God has sent the prophets and messengers for our guidance, for we have to obey them, to listen to them, and also about the nature of him, the future of the human being. What is the future? And then when we understood what are the realities and the rights about the world and ourselves, then in moderation in all aspects of life, and also to be in our with God and with other people. God willing, we continue the discussion in other sessions. Please be with us. Assalamu alaikum.
يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.